News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
The second hour of Outdoors is headed your way, boys and girls, from the Black Powder headquarters and the Bojangles studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. When O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio on a brand new, unused Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. 6 minutes after the hour, got a couple of things to handle, then we have a lot of calls. It's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside television all across the country on the Pursuit Channel, Fox Sports, Southeast Florida, Arizona, Hunt Channel, you name it, it's on there. And this week, we're visiting the Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw, Georgia, the premier sporting shoot facility in North America, and all the reasons why I will invite you to watch. Set number two, I invite you to go visit O'Neill Outside website, O'NeillOutside.net or .com, I guess. And you can purchase for a Christmas present O'Neill Outside, People in Places Along the Way. It's a book. Not a great American novel, but it is observations of the people and the adventures that I've had over the last 65 years in the outdoors. And if you order off the website, I will personally sign it to you. And a dollar from every sale goes to the Ronnie Thames Foundation for the Care of Child Burn Victims. I've been forgetting to say that.
Oh, that's true, and that's important.
A dollar from each book goes there, and it's quite a few. So help yourself to the book. Most people enjoy the book, I think. Well, I haven't had any complaints, so there you are. Woman Williams is here with us this morning, and she's handling the Facebook relationships. The show is live on Facebook at O'Neill Outside. So we're on the SB Nation, Nationwide, WSB, and now I need to get out of here, and then we'll get to the calls, I promise. This is O'Neill Outside. My name is O'Neill, and Woman Williams is with us too, and her name is Gail. We'll be back. If you're listening to the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and we're proud to have you with us. Let's get to some of the things. One of the things we're going to give away is this big tumbler, and we had to have a caller from Columbus, Georgia. So let's chat now with Donald. He's calling from Columbus. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Good. Well, you've made the effort, and we have your address and so on, and so yeah. We'll send you this tumbler. This is a great deal. I bet this thing costs $50.
I appreciate it. I look forward to getting it.
I got a quick question
if I can get one in.
Sure, you bet.
I got a 5-year-old grandson trying to get him started in fishing.
I don't want to be frustrated. I want to be able to go somewhere to a good lake or either somewhere down on the Chattahoochee. I go as far as you fall, I guess. But give me a good place where he can go and where the best time of year to try to start and where he catch a lot of fish, you know, without having to do a lot of weight.
Well, it's going to be summertime because, you know, when you take a child fishing, a 5-year-old, number one, you don't go for very long.
Okay.
You can't go in the rain. It needs to be comfortable.
Okay.
All the equipment needs to work, and something has to bite. I would tell you that I'll bet there's lots of ponds down around there, but check it on the website with the Department of Natural Resources. I'll bet you there's some management areas down there, and the DNR does a really great job. They keep the ponds restocked.
Okay.
So there's plenty of fish in there, okay?
Okay.
And the last recommendation to you is I think you can get them at Walmart, some Fisher's Choice baits. They're crickets and mealworms. It's something that the fish will bite.
I got you.
I'm glad you're starting him out.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate you. Good listening to you.
You bet. And look for the tumbler there in a few days.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, pal. You bet. There you go. Now, before we get to Mac, let's talk to Alan in Tallahassee, Florida, on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are y'all this morning?
Good, good, good.
I'm glad to see the scales back there with you.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm calling is you must have been out and about last weekend, but the show was talking about you doing podcasts.
Yes.
And bringing guests on. I know Travis says that ain't a good idea, but to me and for people like me that, you know, don't know everything, I think it's a super idea. To me, your show is about 80% educational. And
yes.
That, I mean, to listen to people like you're talking about bringing in heaven, I mean, I would just love to listen to, because those guys do this every day where, you know, I fish when I can and hunt when I can, and I don't know everything, but it's always better. That's why I listen to you every Saturday, because I learn something every time I listen to you.
Well, thank you very, very much. We pride ourselves on being able to pass along the things that I've learned. And a lot of, you know, it's not that I'm such an expert, but I read a lot and I listen to other people.
Well, I'm the same way. I mean, and the guests you're talking about bringing in, both fishing and hunting, I mean, these guys do it for a living. I mean, their whole lives are based on that. And one of the things I would like to know is, why does Jimmy Houston throw a spinnerbait all the time, you know?
Well, he loves a spinnerbait, doesn't he?
Doesn't he, though? But, but I hear y'all got some bad weather coming, and I've been talking to some of my buddies out there, and they said deer season hadn't been as great as it usually has, which these guys are, you know, they don't shoot anything unless it's 5 years old, and, you know, they're looking for that 150 to 160 deer, too. But
wow.
They said there's a lot of deer out there, but mostly does, but it's been kind of an off year for bucks. A lot of three-year-olds they see, but they hadn't seen the big deers this year.
Well, bad luck.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but
the deer just didn't vanish. You know, one of the things that I learned from QDMA, and here I'll pass this along to you. You ready?
Yeah.
Sometimes deer just go on vacation.
Oh, I believe that.
You know, a lot of times QDMA will confess that a buck deer, may live on 100 acres, and that's his total range his whole life. But sometimes, and they have put radio collars on deer so they know, sometimes a deer will just leave. He'll just go someplace. Sometimes he'll come back. Sometimes he won't come back.
If he can find a better food source and a better water source, he's going to leave.
That's right. And sometimes that doesn't appear to be the case. He just leaves.
Nice. Well, the boys were telling me is that I've been talking to those that are hunting over food plots have been very, you know, they've done very well. Those that are hunting over corn or some kind of man-made bait, there's a lot of does, but there's a lot of pigs, a lot of coyotes, and they're not seeing the bucks they used to see.
Yeah. And a buck will walk through corn to go get acorns.
Oh yeah.
So sometimes you have to hunt the acorn harvest and not the corn harvest.
Well, like I say, I hear y'all having some bad weather. It's supposed to be in the low 60s here today, and the crappie fishing down here right now, Neil, is off the chain.
I'm headed over to
Lake Miccosukee this morning. My kids want me to come put up Christmas decoration, but the crappie are calling right now, and I think I'll go check them out.
I think you need to. All right, well, pal, O'Neill, glad you called here.
And Miss Gail, it's good to hear you back on there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, y'all see you soon, pal.
And if I don't talk to you, I hope y'all have a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
You too. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
There you go. Let's see now. Let's talk to... Have we got time? We got time to talk to Mac quickly. Good morning, Mac. How's the fishing report from Ram?
I got you a good Ram report, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Now, the caller before you, you should have told him he's right there in Tallahassee. All he had to do was go 50 miles down the road. He's in Carabel, and he'd catch him a group.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about when you were talking to him.
Oh.
But anyway, Yeah, fishing's good, O'Neill. It's good everywhere. The stripers, the bass, they're getting ready for winter. They're feeding up. On Lanier here, we've got several good patterns. We've got a great downline bite just set up over, you know, I'm talking about stripers first, set up over deep schools of bait, drop you a downline down there, catching lots of stripers.
Oh, boy.
We've got a really good umbrella bite, but what's trending, and I had the good fortune to go up to Watts Bar last week and fish with David Powell.
Okay.
And they do this all the time. We don't do nothing. It's throwing the little mini max. That's a castable umbrella. And you can
cast
it, or you can, yeah, you can troll it. And we've had real good luck on Lanier this week. And if you see fish on top, I think it's the best thing to throw at them. It's like our, that's why we call them mini mac. It's like our other umbrellas, just smaller, smaller cast.
Right.
But we also do really well with it, trolling with it behind the planer board using your trolling motor.
Well, aren't you something?
It's a lot of fun. It's a good technique. But if you're not using that, it's something local anglers, not just on Lanier, but it's something local anglers might want to look at or regional anglers might want to look at. We've also been catching a lot of bass with it, casting it. So that's a really good pattern. It's a little bit underutilized. And of course, the spoon bite.
And tell me what that is again. What do you call it?
We call it a mini mac. It's just a little – it's a –
a mini umbrella. Like
The total weight on it's like an ounce. So you can cast it. It's heavy, but you can cast it opposed to our big full-size umbrellas.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Most you can ask your local retailers, they'll have them. You can see it online.
Okay.
It's a good little bait. The other thing we got to talk about.
I've got 30 seconds. Tell me about the spoon bite quickly.
Off the chain, if you're going fishing anywhere, have a spoon tied on. Get around deep bait. If you see fish under the boat, drop it. He'll probably eat the spoon. That's really strong all over right now. For all speed, bass and stripers. That's what I like about it. You catch both.
Yep, be a wintertime angler, right?
It's on if you can. We've got pretty tough weather today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, give me.
I think looks good.
Website address.
Captain Max, CaptainMacks.com. We're there all the time.
Have a great weekend, pal.
Do the same, O'Neill.
You bet. See you soon. This is O'Neill. We'll be back.
And now, it's time for the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award. Brought to you by FireAid.
Okay, here we go. This is a Silent Hero recognition. This is for a volunteer EMT. His name is Kevin Edge. He was working his day job when a co-worker collapsed and the fellow colleagues were unable to revive him. And for some reason, they couldn't get a hold right away of 911. Well, Kevin discovered the patient was non-responsive. No pulse. He grabbed a brand new automated defibrillator, which he had suggested that they have at the plant. He gave his co-workers a quick tutorial on how to administer CPR as he did the defibrillator. And after administering two shocks to the patient, he was able to get the co-worker breathing on his own. And by the time the paramedics arrived, he had completely recovered. It was no accident that the company had just purchased the AED. He had been relentless, that is, Kevin Edge had been relentless and advocate for purchasing since he had started to work there. Now that is a silent hero by the name of Kevin Edge. Yes,
the
ma'am.
Volunteer firemen, fire people, are so important, especially to people like us who live in remote areas. We're fortunate enough that we have a wonderful fire station up here.
Yes, we do. Volunteer fire department up here on the mountain.
And
they
don't get paid for that.
That is a silent hero. Not a baseball or football player. Not a singer, not a politician. Not a movie star. A hero.
Just a hero.
Okay, now let's chat with, let's talk first to John. John is calling from New York. Good morning, John. This is O'Neill.
Good morning. Just to let you know, we're up here in the Catskill Mountains listening to you on the radio.
Well,
wow.
Good. Thank you for calling, sir. How are we coming in? Do you listen? You listen on WSB or one of the SB radio nations?
Not WSB. We got sometimes pick up odd stations early in the morning, and you're one of them.
Okay, good. I'm glad you took the time to call.
Yeah, we're just getting ready to head out hunting. We've got a couple doe tags to fill. We got two more days to hunt up here in New York, rifle season.
Good for you.
Got one story for you.
Go.
A couple years ago, it was a warmer night before opening day. I told the guys I'm going to sleep out on the porch. Might be the last time of the year. And I heard I like to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, get the coffee going, the breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm laying out there on the porch, and I heard some noise down in the woods. And I heard a click of an antler with it. So I come in, woke the guys up, told my sounds like two bucks fighting down there in the woods. And we're listening for a while, and we decide to shine a light down there. It was actually a 6-point buck rubbing his antlers on a tree.
Oh.
That woke me up on opening day morning 2 years ago.
What a great opening day, huh?
Yep, it was good.
That's right. Experience in the outdoors is beyond other sports.
Yes, sir. Now, I know, you know, fishing and hunting's all good. I've been photographing wildlife for many years now. That's another option for people. You can do it year-round.
Yes, indeed. Good point. Good point.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
Yep, appreciate talking to you all.
Yes, call more often. Love to hear from you.
Okay, you got it.
You bet. Good luck to you. Have a great holiday season, and good luck today on the final portion of your deer season.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. There we are. How about that? Guy from the Catskill Mountains in New York.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, indeed. All right, here's Hank the Yank. What do you say, my man?
How could you not want to listen to a guy from the Catskills?
That's exactly right.
You know, I tell you, I grew up fishing the Delaware and the Beaverkill, and the Beaverkill is up in the Catskills. My folks had a place up in the Catskills, and if I tell you, for all the listeners that mostly are down south, if you've never been to the Catskills, it'll remind you of North Georgia to the T.
Does it really?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable up there. So, hey, listen, before we give you a report,
okay,
I just want to wish all the MOBs, members of the tribe,
mm-hmm.
a final day. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Today is one of the, I think Sunday is the last day, but it's still Hanukkah today.
Great.
So,
happy Hanukkah.
All members of the tribe. Thank you. Thank you. So, anyway, let me tell you what's going on Lanier.
Please
okay?
do.
Lanier is for the fly fishermen. The fishing is fine. You know, I've been giving just absolutely miserable, dreary reports all season. And this week it kind of all turned around. We got a lot of birds finally showed up on Lanier. All our little Bonaparte gulls finally mm-hmm. came on Lanier. And so we have three types of gulls now. We have the Bonapartes, and we have the ringbills, and we also have the herring gulls. So there's all different kinds of birds on Lanier. And what I love about this time of year is, you know, the fish are eating super small bait. If you see fish on top, you can see them spraying the bait. Do you remember? I don't remember. It must be close to 20 years ago, Neil, when you and I went out and we were going into some of the backs of the coves, watching all that itty-bitty bait getting sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're seeing right now on when you hit it right. And as far as, you know, you're looking for fish on top. They're spraying bait that's basically threadfin shad that are about an inch to an inch and a half long, and you must match the hatch. So this is really an ideal time for the fly angler. But what's really interesting and what I love most about this time of year is how we use the wildlife to help us locate the fish that are feeding on top. It's all about bird life right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about gulls and terns. It's all about greater blue herons, it's all about loons, it's all about kingfishers. And so we're using the wildlife to really help us locate where the fish are. You don't have to see a flock of Bonaparte gulls hitting the water to find these fish right now. You can be driving down into a cove and see a heron sitting on the bank with his neck extended. And if you'll slow down and watch, that bird is hunting. And that's a dead giveaway. Or if you see a kingfisher in the back of a cove diving down and just picking bait off the water, that's another dead giveaway. And then finally, the loons, which can swim like penguins, they can go down 20, 25 feet to grab bait. you'll see a loon go down and come up and go down and come up and go down and come up in a very confined area. And that tells you that he's found a school of threadfin shad. When a loon goes down and comes up 100 feet away and then goes back down and comes up another 100 feet away, he's hunting. But when he goes down and comes up in a very confined area, you can throw on top of those loons and catch stripers with a fly right now.
That's
so
terrific.
It's all about bird life.
It's a terrific tip that if he comes back up in the same spot, then stay there.
Then stay there. And you know, it's really interesting. We use, and I don't know how else to describe this, but we really use the posture of the birds to tell us whether there's bait and more likely fish in an area. So if there's a heron on the bank and his neck is not extended and he's just sitting on the bank with his neck tucked down into his body, mm-hmm. he's resting. He's not hunting. We're looking for the heron with his neck extended. So you really need to pay attention to what the wildlife is doing if you want to be able to help, you know, help you find the bait, which will in turn help you find the stripers right now on the banks.
Okay, I'm going to read a letter right now that I received. I'll try to get to it real fast. It's from Yvonne. She says, "I don't hunt. I love animals, and I don't fish." But she says in her letter, "I used to think that hunting and fishing was just pointing a gun or making a cast." She says she listens to the show. She's from New York. She listens to the show, and she has truly learned a lot, and she is fascinated by Hank. She says she's an unlikely participant, but she is from New York also, and she did not understand that fishing and hunting was so detailed and so intricate, and what you just did explained or expanded or magnified her observation about the posture of a bird in a cove, which means so much.
Yep, it's really great. Well, it's nice that we have more and more listeners from all over the country since you've expanded the production. And obviously, you know, why wouldn't you have a lot of fans from New York? I'm certainly one of your biggest fans from New York.
There you are.
That's right.
Well said.
All right, pal. Well, listen, you guys have a great weekend, and everybody stay dry this weekend and try and stay off the roads. We're supposed to get some freezing rain, which you know what happens when that,
I bet you.
When that occurs. So just stay at home and watch football.
There you go.
Thanks for calling, pal. Have a great weekend.
You too. I'll see you soon, I hope. There you go. That's a great call from Hank. What a detail. The posture of a bird, a predator bird in a cove. You can tell if the fish is there because of how he is standing there on the bank.
It's amazing.
Outdoors is really fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
More and more people are getting into it, I hope.
Yeah. The next generation, I hope. Because
we need it.
Well, yeah, hunters and fishermen pay for it. Mm-hmm. And that is the lead chapter in my next book about who pays for conservation and how you are supposed to respond.
I've had about three, grandfathers write in this morning that are talking about taking their kids to in the outdoors.
We'll get to that. I need to get out of here for a break, and when we return, we will have the Medal of Honor tribute. We'll be back.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Sergeant John Canley, Vietnam, 1968. When his company came under heavy enemy attack, Sergeant Canley ran across the bullet-swept terrain and carried several wounded Marines to safety. When the company commander was wounded, Sergeant Canley assumed command and immediately reorganized his scattered Marines, moving from one group to another to advise and encourage his men. Although already wounded, He established a base of fire, allowing the company to break through the enemy. For 3 days, despite fierce enemy resistance, he succeeded in personally accounting for numerous enemy killed and forcing the others to flee. Although wounded again, on two occasions, he jumped over a wall in full view of the enemy, picked up casualties, and carried them to covered positions. By his dynamic leadership, courage, and selfless dedication, Gunnery Sergeant Canley contributed greatly to the accomplishment of his company's mission and upheld the highest traditions of the Marine Corps and of the United States Naval Service. Sergeant John Canley, Medal of Honor recipient, Vietnam, 1968. Whew. 404-872-0750-800 WSB Talk. Yes, ma'am.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we have certainly had an emotional week with
the, yes, we have.
With the passing of President Bush, mm-hmm. and what a dignified funeral he had. It was yes. just, I was totally
it was a dignified
amazed.
Family.
Yes. Very. Everything was classy. Everything was, I thought it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of tears shed over that.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of tears.
You bet. What was I going to do? Oh, you had some interesting statements there, inquiries on Facebook? Observations?
No, there was a I have to go back and look at it. Thank you for the show. I've been listening for years. I've taught my sons a love of the outdoors, and now we are teaching my grandchildren.
Oh, boy.
I have to say, so much fun watching them grow into their love of the outdoors. Keep up the good work. He's the one that needs to keep up the good work.
Yes,
he does.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's already been doing it, and he mm-hmm. should keep it up.
And he knows it works because his sons
uh-huh.
are also in the outdoors.
It's an individual pursuit for you, for your children, for your grandchildren. It's an individual thing. Now, at 43 after the hour, I played a multitude of sports, but it was team sports. Nothing wrong with that at all. But there's nothing that compares to the singularity of learning about the outdoors, fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, observing, photography, because it lasts forever. Little league ends, Babe Ruth league ends, high school ends, college ends, even NFL and Major League Baseball. A 35-year-old is an old baseball player. But if you're 75, like yours truly, you can still be an avid outdoorsman. And again, please take your children and grandchildren. You don't have to kill anything. You don't have to catch anything. Just go to the woods. Be comfortable. Keep the trip short. Get off the beaten path and keep quiet. And the woods will wake up around you. It is social, but nevertheless. Okay, tell me now, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255 nationwide. Do you listen to outdoor podcasts? I think we're going to start doing those. Basis the fact that we've been doing this for, well, almost 30 years. And a great deal of it is educational. I'm considering doing podcasts once or twice a week. 15, maybe 20 minutes. If I did that and you knew about it and it was on iTunes and all these podcasting things, would you listen to it? Would that have an appeal to you? To be able to get in the truck or whatever and take a trip for 20 minutes and listen to a podcast about the outdoors? I'm considering doing that. Yes, ma'am, you had something to say?
No, I was just making sure you didn't have any calls.
Oh, well, let me turn this. I have to fix this from time to time.
Yeah, I know. I was getting concerned about it.
Yeah,
That's all.
I'm not as observant as I should
be. So a podcast is just talking.
It's just me talking.
Yeah.
Or interviewing. If I had.
But it's not on television or.
No.
Facebook or.
No, it's on iTunes and a whole lot.
It's a listening thing.
It's a listening thing. Okay. And you'd say, well, today we're going to talk about catching stripers.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure I didn't have to get dialed up to be on.
No, no. No, it's just O'Neill sitting here.
Okay.
And
I can handle
and
that.
Recording a podcast. Yeah. And whether or not people would listen to a podcast. It's 46 after the hour, and here is Heath calling from a great little town called Ball Ground, Georgia. Good morning, Heath.
Morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Good. I wonder why that's called Ball Ground.
Well, there's a bunch of different stories about it, but apparently people mostly agree that it's where the Indians used to come to play ball games.
I believe that's the truth. That's a good answer anyway, isn't it?
Oh, it's a good story, at least.
Yes, indeed. Would you listen to a podcast?
Oh, absolutely.
In Do
fact,
you now?
I listen, oh, uh-huh. Absolutely. I listen to your archive shows all the time, whether it's fishing or hunting, whatever time of year it is. I like to go back and, let's say, I'm going to go fishing on April 13th. That's mm-hmm. the weekend it's going to be. I'll go back and listen to your shows from the past 3 or 4 years. From April 1st till April 20th, and just kind of get an idea of what will be going on that time of year. And it kind of gives you, a good starting ground for, whether it be hunting or fishing.
Well, I'm impressed. You are a resourceful critter. You really are. Because I had not thought of that. That's a pretty good idea.
Well, I think it's, you and your callers as well. There's just a well of knowledge there. And why try to guess when you can just listen to people who have experienced it, and what works for most people. I mean, like you've always said, it's not a mystery, the outdoors. Mm-hmm. It's a seasonal thing. Things change at the same time, and everything is kind of patternable. So if you listen to other people who have knowledge, and it just kind of works for me. And it's also more entertaining than listening to politics all the time, for sure.
Oh man, I got to tell you, I'm interested in politics, but. After two or three of these during a day, I've had it.
No, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Yeah,
I've had it, man.
But I also want to tell you a little story, if you don't.
Please
do. Time.
Yes.
Yeah, I was. I'm only 27, so about 13 years ago, I was hunting with a family friend of mine, and he was mid 40s, close to 50 at the time, mm-hmm. and we were hunting at Pine Log, and we were scouting for pigs. And we went out there one day, and we got about a mile down this road. We were walking down. We got to a big soybean field. And I was, like I said, I was only about 14, and we didn't have any firearms on us, no rifles or anything. And I asked him, did you bring your sidearm? And he normally always brought his sidearm, and he reached down. And he's like, oh, actually, no, I left it in the truck. And he was like, oh, no big deal. We don't have anything to worry about, even though knowing that there's, large hogs and bears out there. Mm-hmm. And a hog ended up charging us, and it was a stalemate at about 10 yards for about 30 seconds or so. And I got to tell you, it was one of those experiences in the outdoors I'll never forget.
And eventually
the pig, he just turned tail and ran. But I'll admit that I was pretty scared at the time.
I'll bet so. I've only heard of anything like that in the hog business maybe once or twice, because usually if they see you or smell you, they leave.
Absolutely.
Evidently there was some defensive posture that he thought maybe when he first glanced, they can't see very well. He probably
right.
thought you were another boar.
Could have been.
How about that? What an experience indeed. Well, the tip that you gave me about the podcast is very well taken. That's
well,
a good observation.
I think it's a good idea. I think it'll really contribute to the show. And you have a lot of interesting people that you have contacts with that I think we'd all like to listen to and hear their opinions and stories and, carry on.
Mighty fine. Glad you called, my friend.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Good luck to you. And if in town there, if a ball game breaks out at ball ground, be sure and participate.
I will do.
All right. See you later. That's good. Ball ground. Yeah. Got charged by a boar.
Yeah, that's scary.
In an open field. Usually when somebody gets run over by a boar, it's because the boar had been trapped and they tried to let him go or get him out of the trap and he ran over him.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. You got something going on there? You got your telephone in your hand?
I have a reason for that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's necessary.
All right. It's 51 after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. A reminder, please, at the Horsetown stores in Marietta, Snellville, and Locust Grove, and at Cherokee County Toyota, you can go there and you can pick up a free O'Neill outside fishing cap signed. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to join for anything. You don't have to do anything except walk into those Horsetown or Cherokee County Toyota store and say, I understand there's some hats I can have. And you can. And so please do that when you have a chance. If you need to have your head covered, then use a hat. I do, because I'm follically challenged.
Definitely.
And have been for
a long time.
50 years.
More than that.
Yeah, I quite frankly would find having hair would be a lot of trouble.
For you, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me to fix my hair takes 6 seconds.
Yeah. Is that right?
Something like that.
You were a junior at Emory when you started losing your hair.
When I was a junior at Emory, I was 19.
So you were
already losing.
By the time we got married, you didn't have a whole lot of hair.
Not much at all. 53 after the hour, 54 coming up. We do have a little bit more of O'Neill Outside headed your way. I hope you plan on visiting with us on Saturday mornings to entertain the educational comments by our guest, people who call and offer counsel and offer their experiences. Because remember, the outdoors is always exactly the same under the same conditions, like that last caller. This is O'Neill, and we'll be back.
News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
Mike Hayes, how are you this morning?
Oh, I am fine. It's a beautiful day. It's raining like mad.
I know. Degrees. You know what? It's going to be bad up here where we are. We're probably in for the week. But
yep.
I've been thinking. I had a question I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
I know that you can probably drive anything you want to off of your lots and your three dealerships. What do you drive? What's your choice?
Well, it ain't Dodge anymore. It's a Ram. A Ram pickup.
A Ram pickup. Why?
Because it's really over the top nowadays. The 19 Ram pickup is bigger and better. Nice four-wheel drive, got a great big display, this push button, and it's just awesome. So that's what we've been driving. Well, you know me. I've been driving it for years and years, but the 19 is on the top.
Well, I know it's certainly the best-looking truck on the road, that's for sure. But I have something I wanted to ask you, maybe an early Christmas present.
Cool.
I've got some O'Neill Outside hats I would like to bring to you to give to your customers who stop in just to look around. They don't have to buy anything. And I'd like to, if you'd like to, I will bring those to you after the snow is over with. You know, all they would have to do is come in and say they want an O'Neill Outside hat. If you'd like
to. Yeah,
but
who wants an O'Neill Outside hat when they could have a Woman Williams hat?
Well, we have to make one of those.
There we go.
Well, if that's okay with you, I will come over there and bring you some hats next week. Maybe you'll take me for a ride in that beautiful Dodge Ram.
Be glad to, and go to lunch or something.
All right. Stay warm, Mike.
A pair of jeans that fit just right. Listen to the music. It's Zach Brown. I don't know if it's going out over the SB Nation or not, but that's Zach Brown's. It's not, is it? That's Zach Brown's song that made him famous about the chicken fried.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right. Okay. He is a fabulous sportsman. And the Zach, let me point you to the Zach Brown site. Zach Brown Southern Grind Knives. Now, we give away, or he does, he gives away a Zach Brown knife every week on the television show. And we read Zach Brown inquiries here on the program. And one of the things I haven't mentioned, Zach Brown is very gracious. And all, as I understand it, all of the money that he makes, or his company makes, on the Zach Brown Southern Grind Knives goes to military and veterans charities. Did you know that?
I did not.
He does. This is not a Zach Brown profit center.
That's great.
It's a profit center for charitable contributions to the veterans and children's charities also. It's fabulous, really. He's a great guy. And besides that, the knives are ones to keep forever.
I've really heard a lot about those lately.
Yes, indeed.
Not just from me, but other people on Facebook and stuff. Those are
prizes. Okay, over the last 2 hours, and most every Saturday morning, you listen to O'Neill Outside. This time of the year, it's called Real Tree Radio. And it's all about outdoors. And it's live, and it's the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country because of your calls. So on behalf of Woman Williams, for Karen and Brian Green in Peachtree City, and Jason Byers and O'Neill, ever have a great weekend, and stay safe, and stay warm, and stay dry. We'll see you next week.
Georgia, the whole day through.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.